In Havana, Cuba, in an old church late at night, the Havana Lyceum Orchestra is tuning up for a performance they might not have dreamed of a few years ago. Back then, it was nearly impossible for Americans and Cubans to travel to visit each other.
It's like a dream, of course, for us, for every musician, for every artist. It's amazing. And playing in this great concert hall with Simone, with the orchestra, is like a dream. And we are so happy, and we hope that we can do it.
That's Jose Antonio Mendez Pedron. He's music director of the Havana Lyceum Orchestra. The group's been tirelessly rehearsing two Mozart piano concertos with American pianist Simona Dinnerstein. It's all part of an album by Dinnerstein called Mozart in Havana. The album is out today, and in June, the orchestra debuts in the United States, and that will mark the first time an orchestra of this size has traveled to the United States from Cuba since the Revolution. So here now is one of those performances, along with Simona Dinnerstein's reflections on the experience.
These concertos that I'm recording, Kirschel 467 and 488, have been two of my favorite piano concertos. I've wanted to record them. I've had sort of attempts to record them, and nothing has ever been quite right. Recording in an old church called Oratorio Neri. Interestingly, at the front, instead of having a crucifix, has an enormous clock. I don't really know what that signifies. It's a stopped clock. And it's a very reverberant space, but it actually produces a very beautiful sound for me when I'm playing. It's in a very kind of disheveled street in old Havana, where there's lots of sort of garbage and crumbling buildings outside, but also a tremendous amount of character. And we have to record very, very late in the middle of the night because there's just so much activity going on during the day, and it's a building that sort of lets all the sound from the street come in, and so you have to kind of choose your moment to capture the music. Last summer, I came to Havana to perform in a festival that my old piano teacher, Solomon Mikowski, organizes. And he had me perform one of these Mozart concertos with this orchestra. And I had no idea what to expect. I actually didn't expect very much, to be honest. And we performed the concerto, and I was so blown away by their sound, their feeling, and their feeling for Mozart, which has to have a kind of sound that is somewhat burnished sound, but also very, very sensitive and very subtle. The way that I feel the music and that I like to interpret the music is in a very kind of free and lyrical way, almost as if the piano is a voice instead of an instrument. The people in the orchestra are extremely proud to be Cuban, and they identify very strongly with being Cuban, and there's the feeling that they're trying to be as great as they possibly can in the service of the music that they're playing. And there isn't really an end goal. I mean, if they get into an orchestra, like a professional orchestra, it's not like they're going to get a great salary. They won't. The only motivation for playing really well is the goal of playing the music really well. There's something about doing it for itself that I feel we don't have as much in the United States. It's rare to find people that are doing it for the love of doing it. I was very fortunate in having a couple of friends in the United States donate new strings and reeds to the orchestra. So the entire orchestra, the whole string section has a complete set of new strings, each one of them, which is actually quite an expensive thing to achieve. And Jose, the conductor, told me that, in fact, most of them had never played on an instrument that had four strings from the same company, you know? Last year, I performed with them here in Havana, and he was telling me about the strings and how they had to preserve the strings and they had to tune to a slightly lower pitch in order for the strings not to break. And some of the people were even using telephone wire for one of the strings, and it just was a really difficult situation because it's hard for them to afford to buy new strings. This orchestra is playing on inferior instruments, and they sound really as good, if not better, than any of the top orchestras I've ever played with. And that's what I can't understand, is that how do they create this sound that's a kind of glowing sound that's so hard? I mean, part of it is that they're very unified. They play together, and they blend with each other. But they manage to make themselves sound like they're playing on top quality instruments, and that's an incredible achievement. These are college-age musicians, and some of them are already graduated from college. They come from the School of the Arts here in Havana, and they are so well-trained. They have this tradition that has been passed on to them, that's musical tradition that extends back, you know, hundreds of years. And they've been actually also going to Salzburg, and they've become really well-known here for their Mozart because of that. And this orchestra, they really treat each other like family. And I've not seen any kind of arguments amongst each other. If one of them has a problem, they all try to fix it. It's really nice. I felt that I'd found the orchestra to play Mozart with.
That's pianist Simona Dinnerstein playing with the Havana Lyceum Orchestra. Their performance is being released today on the new album Mozart in Cuba. And our special thanks to Rupert Allman for his help with this story.